This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, more about Babylon and the pagan religion. Here's your host.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 13 through 14, and we'll read that. And he said to me, "Turn again, and you will see greater abominations that they are doing." So he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house, and to my dismay, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. So again, we see idolatry that is pervasive among the Israelites and the prophets that are called for repentance. They were involved in the 40 days of weeping and abstinence for Tammuz, which were part of the cult liturgy. The mother-child cult, which started in Babylon, ended up in Rome, where it is incorporated into the pagan religious practices under the Pontifex Maximus, who was the highest priest of Rome at the time. When Constantine made Christianity the official religion of Rome in the 4th century AD, many pagan temples and practices were adopted for Christian worship. As I've said a number of times, the Antichrist is going to revive the Babylonian false cult and many to its satanic political system during the tribulation. The Antichrist, the beast, will be the leading political arm of government, and the false prophet will be leading the religious arm. This revived Roman Babylonian church will be ruling the religious world. But chapter 17 and 18 of Revelation tell us that the Roman Babylonian religious system is going to be destroyed, along with the ancient city of Babylon itself, which is revived. So that is just an introduction and a history of the spiritual Babylon and the actual origin of pagan religion. And that dates all the way back to Genesis. So let's get into chapter 17. Let's read verses 1 through 6. "Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, 'Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication.' So he carried me away into the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead was a name written, 'Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth.' I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus." The pagan system, which is both religious and political in the end times, described as a woman arrayed in purple and scarlet in verse 4. She is described as a great harlot who sits on many waters. The image appears this way when in thinking about why this is. The religious system practices spiritual adultery by joining herself not to God, but to the Antichrist. The woman is sitting on the beast and who is therefore her support. She, like an adulteress, has left God and joined herself to the beast. But let's talk about the universal power of the woman. John, in the last verse of the chapter, identifies the scarlet woman, the great city which reigned over the kings of the earth. Rome is the only city that would fit that description in John's day. Rome had a vast political and religious system in Rome, who is clearly who John sees when he sees the scarlet woman. Verse 9, "The woman is seated upon seven mountains, which are seven hills upon which Rome is built." Seven hills east of the river Tiber is the geographical heart of Rome.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.